fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 8th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. And prepper tip of the day, it's serious. They're all serious, but this one's particularly serious. It's an alert, and it's personal to me. As of this morning, I will be putting my daughter on 24-hour alert to evacuate the West Coast. The reports I'm getting, both private and public, are very concerning. The U.S. military has set up Patriot missile batteries to intercept North Korean missiles on the West Coast. My private sources are talking about the frantic preparations within the U.S. military, obviously, clearly getting ready for war with Korea. So your prepper tip of the day is to be aware, do what you need to do to protect the people you care about. It's going to be different things for different families, and we're going to have open lines this hour, by the way. Professor McKinney, this is the second Wednesday. He will be coming on the second hour on today's show. So what does it look like when you're preparing to bug out? Well, if you have access to a motor vehicle, which most Americans do these days, I know there's a lot in the inner cities that don't, but they're a minority of Americans. You're going to want to make sure you bring with you things that can't be replaced, at least not very easily or not at all. Family photographs, maybe heirlooms if they're not too large and bulky. Important documents. That's going to be, you may want to make some notes here. Birth certificates, marriage license, wills, mortgage papers, insurance papers, automobile titles, all those kinds of things. If you don't have a record of your possessions, a video record, this would be time to do it, which is something you should always have anyway. All you need is a video camera and room by room, video the object that you're describing and verbally. Let's say it's a piece of furniture, possibly an antique piece of furniture that has some value. So you stand in front of that antique piece of furniture and describe it, and then move on to the next one. Make a permanent video record and keep it off site so that if there is a house fire, the video record doesn't get destroyed. That would be very helpful to deal with an insurance company. And dealing with an insurance adjuster and dealing with an insurance company, I should say. But that record has to be made in advance. Once the loss has been sustained, you can't go back and create a record once the items have been either burned up or stolen or damaged, whatever it might be. Getting back to bugging out. The motor vehicle should be in excellent mechanical condition. If you don't know how to determine it yourself, have a professional mechanic check out the vehicle. Make sure that everything's in tip-top condition, ready to go. Anything that needs to be corrected, get it done. These are things you should be doing anyway, of course. Keep the fuel topped off. Keeping extra fuel wouldn't be a bad idea. Make sure it's stored safely and properly. Carrying gasoline or diesel fuel inside a vehicle is not the best idea for a number of reasons. The fumes can make you sick. It is dangerous, especially gasoline, more so than diesel fuel. But you do what you got to do, right? Cash. I would have a minimum of $500 and $20 bills. Obviously, the more the better. Make sure that you don't flash your cash. Just when you have to pay for fuel, for example, only take the cash that you need inside the establishment to pay for it. Don't bring in a huge wad of cash. It's going to attract a lot of undue attention. Why cash? Well, there's certainly a possibility that ATM cards, credit cards, won't be working. If your credit card, debit card doesn't work, you better have cash. And be prepared for inflated prices. A lot of unethical business owners will immediately inflate prices once there's a crisis. So that's another reason to have twice as much cash as you think you may need. Maps. I know we all, almost everyone these days, except me, it seems like, has a smartphone. I have no inclination to get one myself, but and smartphones have GPS applications on them. And there's also GPS built in these modern automobiles. You can't count on that. Satellites may not be working. The smartphone may not be working. You need paper maps. Seriously, you need paper maps. And maps for the from where you are to where you want to get and surrounding areas. The better maps you have, the more details, the better off you'll be. If you don't know how to read a map, well, you better learn. You don't want to be on the side of the road trying to figure out how to read a map under pressure during a crisis. Hopefully, you'll have a destination in mind. If you don't, you'll be a refugee. A refugee, by definition, is a person who's bugging out on the run with no destination in mind. A destination should be a safe, secure place where the people that live there are expecting you and looking forward to you showing up. And there's no shortage of resources in terms of food, water, places to sleep, and so forth. That would be the ideal situation. If you are a refugee, then you need to be flexible and not too demanding and what kind of accommodations you end up with, because you may have little, if any, choice about what accommodations you end up with. You may end up sleeping on the floor of a high school gymnasium, for example, or in an empty office of a county courthouse, or the county garage. It could be less than ideal, shall we say, whatever accommodations you end up with if you are, in fact, a refugee. Not a good idea, but it's better than being the victim of war on the West Coast. And that appears, in my opinion, to be where we're going right now. It's a war with North Korea, which has a high likelihood of becoming a war with China and a war with Russia. More likely China, but Russia is certainly part of the picture there. We had the former head of the CIA about 2 months ago state that the two North Korean satellites that pass over the middle of the United States every 12 hours, twice a day, do in fact have nuclear weapons on board, which if detonated would cause EMP effect on the United States. That's all I need to know. I'm not sure about you what your threshold is for believing this is real. We smashed that threshold for myself in the last few days. You can anguish over why war might be happening. You can ponder it. You can come up with all kinds of theories and beliefs, which is fine if you want to spend time on those matters. I personally see it where it serves no purpose other than picking up time that could be used for something more useful, quite frankly. Making sure you've got what you need, you know, that you've taken an inventory of what you've got. Inventory including making sure that whatever items you've got stored up are in good condition, that there's no issues with rust or moisture or rodent damage, moth damage, whatever it might be. That nice wool commando sweater you got stored up, did the moths get to it, for example? Maybe some tools that you've got stored away, has there been some issues with rust and humidity? Lots of possibilities. All that needs to be checked out. And then mitigate. Take care of rust damage. Repair the moth damage. Make sure things are dried out and properly stored in a safe and secure location. When I put my daughter on alert when this show's over today, I will be advising her that it's not time yet, my dear, to evacuate, but I believe that day could be not far away. I will tell her what I just told all of you, to make sure she's got the family photographs, important documents in one container, ready to load in a vehicle and get going, that she has the cash on hand, that appropriate clothing is identified and ready to pack in a few minutes' notice, that the vehicle's properly checked out, fuel tank topped off, maps are secured, and then go on with your life, my dear. Work your job, take care of your family, go to the normal events you normally go to. Make sure your cell phone's charged up so I can call you if I need to. Now, I believe, based on what I know right now, that's prudent. That's how I feel on Wednesday morning, the 8th day of November, that prudent preparations are called for. While at the same time, living what appears to be a normal life. It is a bit schizophrenic, isn't it? Living what appears to be a normal life to the outside world, while at the same time preparing for the end of the world. Yeah, I'd say so. I was thinking this morning how I've had friends we talk about this recently. I was talking to a friend. He ran across a couple of books that dealt with the humor of being in a war zone in Vietnam, and he was incredulous. He it was something he couldn't conceive of how humor could be part of being in a war zone, but it was. It was. We had mostly a somewhat normal existence over there. combat didn't take up that much of our time. It took up some of our time, especially the Tet Offensive. That was pretty intense. When I was flying combat missions, that was obviously pretty intense. But the majority of time, in terms of percentage, was living and working without ducking bullets and rockets and mortars. I recall being on guard duty during the 1967 World Series. I'm not a baseball fan, but at the time, my hometown, St. Louis Cardinals, were in the World Series. And so I'm on guard duty, and I had a little portable radio on very softly so I could listen to the game at 2 o'clock in the morning. Whatever time it was middle of the night. That's all I remember. 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, listening to a baseball game on the other side of the planet. I thought that was kind of neat to begin with. And the way the technology had progressed, that I could be on the opposite side of the planet and listen to a baseball game 12,000 miles away. We had a lot of good times and fun times and sad times, of course, and horrendous times in Vietnam. And that's just part of any war, any time. Young men will do their best to make the best of a situation, whatever it might be, and find humor where it can be found. That's the way young men are. Not just Americans, but young men everywhere. What's going on with Korea? Well, the war drums are beating. That's what's going on. I don't know for sure what the motivation of Kim Jong-un is. It's outside the norm, to say the least. I'm not sure what he hopes to gain by doing the things he's doing. What he's doing is running a family business. He's the grandson of the man who started that communist dictatorship, frequently referred to as Stalinist, which is somewhat accurate. Reports we get from North Korea is that the people that live there take pity on Americans. They think that they have a better life than Americans do. That's how tightly controlled the media is. You have to be a fairly high-level person in the North Korean diplomatic corps or military before you have access to what's really going on in the West or in the United States. How we really live our lives, the lifestyle we have, the luxury we have. You may not think yourself as living in luxury, but if you're an American in this country, almost without a doubt, you have luxury compared to most of the 7 billion people that live on this planet, most of whom will never, ever live in a home with hot and cold running water and flush toilets, most of whom will never sit on a flush toilet during their life. Most of whom will never ride in an automobile, let alone own one. Yeah, we live in luxury. A home with electricity? Yeah, we live in luxury. You may not have a private airplane or two homes or the latest and greatest automobile, but compared to the rest of the planet, yes, you do live in luxury. A welfare mother in the inner city of any American city lives in luxury compared to most of the 7 billion people that live on this planet. Living in a home as opposed to a cardboard shack or a grass shack with electricity, hot and cold running water, flush toilets, cable TV, internet, a smartphone. I think it's safe to say that most welfare mothers live in similar accommodations. Here's our break. If you had a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
Talk about something serious for a minute. Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of November. Well, I'm reading that the gentleman who shot the church shooter, Mr. Stephen Williford, is NRA certified firearms instructor, just like myself. And congratulations to Stephen for responding as quickly as he could to stop that man from murdering even more people than he did. His only regret is he couldn't get there quicker, but he was the first responder, and he did in fact stop the shooter from killing any more people, and that was that. Okay, we got a caller on hold here. We got Davey in Texas. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you were just fixing to talk about that alleged shooting down there.
Alleged shooting? You don't think one happened, sir?
Well, I recall whenever the Sandy Hook event occurred,
right.
And I was in Alabama, and I was at a friend of mine's place, and he was dying of cancer, and he was right there at the end, and that story came on, and of course his immediate reaction was, you know, thinking about his grandchildren being maybe in a similar situation.
Okay.
And I said, now, Jim, I said, you know, if it's coming over that TV, the likelihood of it being true is pretty small. I said, I'm going to reserve my emotional reaction in this case until I find out more evidence that proves their story is true. Well, I had acquired that position in my own mind after having investigated what happened at Waco. And in that case, it wasn't a bunch of guys taking pharmaceutical, you know, pills to keep their anxiety under control. They actually worked for the global crime syndicate that prints the currency and owns the media in this country, and they attacked a Christian church on Sunday morning out in the country, shooting out of helicopters to the roof while they were allegedly serving a warrant, and they murdered people. And one of those people that were murdered was a woman who was nursing her baby upstairs in bed, and she was a former police officer from Hawaii. Her name was Jadeen Wendell. Now, they didn't run into town with the videotape of the terrorists who attacked Mount Carmel outside of Waco 28 February 79 and say, look, these guys just totally messed up under a bad idea and killed a bunch of people. They didn't do that.
What date did that happen? What date did you just give, sir?
Pardon?
What date did you just give on that?
28 February 1993.
Okay. What's your point, sir?
Well, the point is that we had this mountain of evidence for the last 100 years where this global synagogue of Satan crime syndicate has been mass murdering people and loaning money to both sides to kill each other. They have made it in America to where you have people today that believe it's legal to murder babies as long as you have a license. And they have made it to where people believe that two sodomites can allegedly take part in holy matrimony. Now, all of that is double-minded insanity. You know, there's no way around it. The issue is, in my opinion, we need a real hard, fast-working definition for stupid. Because something happened yesterday that was, from my own feelings and my own self, my own being, it reminded me of a situation once that there were two guys laying on the ground dead when I showed up and started doing CPR on them, and they were both gone for a good while, you know, more than 20 minutes. And they both lived after all was said and done. You know, they wound up in the hospital and they were alive. But in my stomach, when I found out about them being alive, because I went to see them that night in the hospital, I was sick at my stomach, you know.
Right. Well, dealing with a near-death experience is very traumatic. Davey, thank you for your call, sir. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of November. I'm just checking my website here, and we've got one more movie to post here. It's not up yet. I'll talk to Tim Spencer about getting it up. Another film, another 1957 film with images of North America with new coastlines, a Navy map. This year has been phenomenal in terms of this project and all the help all you listeners have given me in locating movies and TV shows with images of continents with new coastlines. A great project, and I think it's easy to prognosticate at this point that this list will double, possibly triple, with the hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the past 60 plus years. If you find one, image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie or even a mainstream magazine, get that image to me, the screen capture, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Also, of course, my website, Energy Cleaners, is my home business. I use mine every night. I do. How many Americans have arthritis pain? A huge percentage. Joint pain, back pain. You're talking about a big percentage of Americans. Not getting a great night's sleep, another big chunk of percentage of Americans. Why suffer? Why take pharmaceutical products when you don't have to? All you need is an energy cleaner. Yes, that's all you need. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Not much to look at. Simple black plastic box. It takes 9 D-cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Could not be simpler. It's about as simple as a brick, quite frankly. Mattress pads that go with it. It's a great combination. You can check out all the details at my website, the patent application information on the energy cleaner, the great testimonials, and then make your decision, make your purchase using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa, and of course you can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, do keep in mind, yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments. at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I'm amazed at the people who do believe that no one died at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I put most of them in the same category as people who believe the earth is flat. You know, now, I've investigated a lot of crimes for a lot of years, 44 years. I'm investigating my first murder case 44 years ago, 1973, double homicide. In order for no children to have died at Sandy Hook, that would mean all the parents and siblings would have to be part of the conspiracy. All the funeral directors would have to agree to bury coffins with no children inside them. All the grandparents would have to be part of the conspiracy. All the first responders, not just the police, but the paramedics, other first responders, I don't know if firemen showed up or not, high likelihood that some firemen showed up. Some communities, they have people doing both duties. It's a long list of people who would have to agree to be part of a criminal conspiracy. That nobody died, that it was just red paint on the floor, and so forth. Same thing with the Boston bombing. People say nobody died, it was just red paint on the street. It was all fake. Get a life. That's all I can say. Get a life. One of my correspondents, and we've been corresponding for a number of years, at least 2 to 3 years before Sandy Hook. He lives in walking distance of Sandy Hook Elementary School. His children went to school there. He's personally acquainted with parents of some of these children that did, in fact, die. Yes, to believe that no children were murdered that day in Sandy Hook Elementary School is a flight of fancy. But it's a free country. If you want to believe that, you're certainly welcome to. If you want to believe that the several hundred people that would have to be part of the conspiracy were in fact part of a conspiracy because their mortgages were paid off. Now, a friend of mine loaned me a book that makes that claim. I have to admit I have not read much of the book. I've been busy doing things like traveling to Prague, Czech Republic, and Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and doing things I normally do. There's also people that believe no airplanes hit the World Trade Center buildings. That was a hologram. Professor McCanny, who will be on here in a few minutes, he makes some good points. First of all, holograms can be viewed from one area only, not from multiple areas. And of course, holograms don't have sound. So somebody set up really powerful loudspeakers to simulate the sound of a Boeing commercial airliner striking a building. Yeah, right in your dreams. I remember reading once that the more extreme, the more outrageous the story, the more likely people are to believe it. And these are certainly cases where that appears to be true. I have a couple of friends that they do truly believe the earth is flat. They really, and these are educated. This is an educated man and woman who've gone to real brick-and-mortar universities. They're bright people. And I told them, I said, for this to be true, every naval ocean-going sea captain, whether they're private or commercial or military, would have to be part of the conspiracy. Every aircraft pilot, whether they're private or commercial or military, would have to be part of the conspiracy. And we're talking about tens of thousands of men and women for basically, five centuries. Going back to Christopher Columbus, there'd have to be two sets of maps. The map that they really use for the flat earth, and then a make-believe map with the round earth that we know in fact exists. what a convoluted construct of logic it takes to believe that the Earth is flat. Now, one of those proponents called my show here, was that 2 or 3 years ago, and attempted to get some airtime. I think he had about maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and I made sure that he's never coming on here again. What a distraction. What a bizarre mindset to believe that the Earth is flat. To believe that if you get on an airplane and go east, you end up where you started. And, of course, there's a lot of unanswered questions, like, for example, what's on the other side of the flat Earth? That's a great question. What keeps the water from falling off the edge? And so forth. And so forth, and so forth. Let's stick to reality, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to use your valuable time to ponder things that have no connection to reality, God bless you. Go for it. Do it. I don't. I my private term that I use for people that have this, what might be called a syndrome, I say, quote unquote, they have a loose grip on reality. And there's plenty of people like that out there. Now, sometimes it's plain ignorance. For example, believing that vaccines are good for you, or that sodium fluoride in your toothpaste and in your water is good for you. And these people don't necessarily have a loose grip on reality. They have they're misinformed. They believe things that are not true. And that's pretty much most of our population for different matters, such as the Internal Revenue Service Code, for example. I bought a copy, hard copy, ink on paper, of the Internal Revenue Service Code. About $60 or so, not quite 10,000 pages. That's the instruction manual. It's kind of amazing, people. You're going to buy an automobile, a boat, or an airplane. You're going to make sure that you get the instruction manual to go with it. Of course you are. But that thin little pamphlet that they have at the post office for instructions for filling out the income taxes, that is not the tax code. That's 20 or 30 pages of instructions. The tax code is 10,000 pages. Who would pay $60 for a book you don't want to own in the first place? Well, I did. I got it. Do you have your copy? Probably not. If you don't have your copy, you don't know what the rules are. Most children in this country, they grow up being told by their parents, if you work hard and follow the rules, you'll have a good life. And that's true. If you don't know what the rules are, how can you comply with them? I know what the rules are because I got the code book. If you don't have one, you don't have the code book, you don't know what the rules are. You can't because you don't have the rule book. The right thing to do, the legal thing to do, the ethical and moral thing to do is to satisfy any tax liability that you have. On the other, if you have no tax liability for any given tax, why would you pay a tax you don't have a liability for? That seems pretty simple and straightforward. If you've got a question, ask the people that you might have a liability with. That's what I did. 1994, I wrote the Internal Revenue Service requesting their help in letting me know if I had a tax liability so I might take care of it. Most people would be fearful to do that. Probably 99.9% of the people in this country would be fearful to do that. I have no fear, so I did it. I found out I don't have a tax liability. How about that? We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, John. About 2 months ago, you were talking to Doc Myers, and I made a comment about the subject was male energy, and I think I may have led people to believe, and I've got a reason for bringing this up, is because, you know, okay, we have this ongoing Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, we have this impending aggression that, you know, it's getting a little worse as time goes on, maybe a lot worse, depending on how you view it. And I think I might have led people to believe that I was suggesting that that the alpha male condition is a situation requiring a cure. And I didn't want, and I've been waiting for the opportunity to make an ancillary comment regarding that comment. And, you know, that is not the case. I don't want people to think that's what I was saying. What I was, you know, if you really look at people like police and first responders, soldiers, you know, those are generally alpha male types. But the reason they have to be there is because there are a whole list of other alpha male types that can't or won't control themselves. What I was actually trying to get at was that it's best to have that skill, but you need to know when to turn it off or how to turn it off, when it needs to be turned off. And I was really just suggesting that guys like Doc Myers can help you develop your switch so that you can turn it on and off appropriately and effectively. I think it's obvious to me that if one of these situations, an EMP or anything, occurs, the alpha male types are going to be the people who keep the other people alive. You can't have an entire society of alpha males either. I think they call that the state penitentiary. So, you know, but you know, it's the mix that makes the salad. And I just wanted to clarify my position on that.
Okay, well, U.S. military used to be, obviously is not anymore, a almost 100% alpha males, and
sure.
Some the Marine Corps more so than the other branches, because yeah, they have almost no support troops. And U.S. Navy provides logistical support to the Marines, but they managed to have a structured, productive life and work and play in the U.S. Marine Corps, despite being almost all alpha males.
Right.
And you're right. You're right. It's the men, the alpha males, who can't control themselves or their behavior, they're the ones who end up in the state penitentiaries, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think some of the funniest people and the people who are the most fun are, you find these people generally in the intelligence communities or in upper levels of police departments. These are the guys who can get the job done, but they have a good sense of humor and they know how to flip the switch on and off. Those are the guys that are hilarious. And,
right,
you know, those are the people I like to be around. Guys like you, John, you know, that's in the Doc Myers. Those are the people who are the most entertaining. Well, anyway, I just wanted to clear up my position on that. I've been feeling
well. You did an excellent job, Rick. We appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Call number is 800. Thank you, sir. 800-313-9443. And he's right. Dr. Myers has helped me to be able to segue more comfortably from being in the warrior mode to being in the at-ease mode. And that's been helpful for my overall health and outlook and so forth. It doesn't mean I'm no longer a warrior. It means I no longer am coiled up so tight 24/7. Doesn't mean the coil is gone. It just means the coil is in a relaxed mode when it doesn't need to be coiled up and ready for immediate action. And that's a good thing. It's a healthy thing. And that's one of the many benefits I get from working with Dr. Myers. Speaking of which, Tim Spencer will be taking my second hour Friday. I have a Veterans Day event to go to, and I'll carry the first hour Friday. And Tim Spencer will be visiting with Dr. Myers the second hour of this coming Friday the 10th. I'm very comfortable in the presence of alpha males. I've always have been my entire adult life. That's my comfort level, because I'm one of them. And so I fit right in. I'm accepted by them. They accept me. I accept them. And we can either have recreation together or go to war together, whatever the need may be, and take care of business, whatever needs to be done. It's the job of the alpha males to protect the rest of the population, especially the women and children. That's our job. We recognize that. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of November. Been kind of all over the map here in this discussion, and looking forward to Professor McCanny coming on board here in about 6 or 7 minutes after the top of the hour break. These are very perilous times, to say the least. The situation with North Korea, it's real. There is a real threat there. we can discuss and ponder and prognosticate on the reasons behind it, but to not be concerned about two North Korean satellites passing over us every 24 hours with nuclear weapons in them is foolish. I don't know why we haven't blown those things to smithereens. We certainly have the capability to do so. We live in a country where cocaine and heroin is brought into this country by the ton every week. I don't know why intelligence agents from the North Korean government couldn't do the same thing with nuclear devices. It seems like a simple thing to do if it's properly shielded. You know, these are truly perilous times, and we can't change that. We can't change these geopolitical matters. What we can do is engage in thoughtful prayer. That's the most important thing you can be doing. And getting trained up and getting prepared to deal with whatever's coming. That's what we can do. We got control over that. We don't have any control over what's going on at these international levels. We do have control over what we do and what we think and what we believe. Nobody in control can tell you how you should think about yourself. Nobody can make you feel a certain way. You get to control how you feel. I've read a couple of books about people who survived the death camps in Europe. And regardless of what they were subjected to, they still felt good about themselves and their precious lives and their desire to live and will to live was not diminished by whatever they were subjected to. They understood their control over the outcome of how they feel. You need to do the same thing for yourself. Somebody can't make you feel anyway. That can't happen. It's your choice how you feel. That's under your control. It's not outside your control. How you feel about yourself is up to you. And the books I've read in my own life has demonstrated that to me. I hope you can reach the same conclusion about yourself. That would be great. That would be wonderful. On top of the hour breaks coming up here in less than 2 minutes, Professor McKinney will be calling in, and we will get some updates from Professor McKinney on his different projects and his thoughts on the state of the world also, which he's always got something to discuss about the state of the world. So it's always a fun hour, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.